This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa usalli wa usallimu salatan wa tasliman. Yaliqani bi maqami amiril anbiya'i wa imamil mursaleen. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميمين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين. And also we have with us tonight the respected listeners of the Voice of the Cape. I greet you all with universal greetings of love, mercy and peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Abu Darda radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anhu wa arda, he says, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ صَدَأَ جَلَاءَ. The great Sahabi Abu Darda. Abu Darda means the man with the four missing front teeth. I think we can relate to that, eh? Radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anhu wa arda. Abu Darda, he said, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ صَدَأَ جَلَاءَ. For everything that becomes dull, there is a polish. For everything that becomes dull, especially ask the metal experts, for everything that becomes dull, there is a polish. وَإِنَّ جَلَاءَ الْقُلُوبِ قِرَاءَةُ الْقُرْآنِ وَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَذِكْرُ الْمَوْتِ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. So what did he say? He said, for everything that becomes dull, there is a polish. And indeed, the polish of the hearts, number one, the recitation of the Holy Qur'an. Number two, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, to think about death. And in the other narration, al-istighfar, to seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, tonight is the 15th night of Sha'ban. What is the 15th night of Sha'ban and what is not the 15th night of Sha'ban? You know, the Arabs, they say, al-ashya tu'rafu bididdiha, things are known by the opposite. So I want to first establish what the 15th night of Sha'ban is not. This is not the night of decree. The night of decree is when? Laylatul Qadr. Yufraqu fiha kullu amrin hakim. In which every wise decree is dispersed. Just like in Surah Al-Qadr. Tanazzalul malaikatu wal ruhu fiha bi'idni rabbihim min kulli amr. Min kulli amr, decree. Every decree is dispersed not on the night of the 15th of Sha'ban, but it is dispersed on the night of Laylatul Qadr in Ramadan. Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. So it's not the night of decree, that's number one. And number two, you will notice, especially perhaps those who attend this masjid every 15th of Sha'ban will know we don't recite that dua for the simple reason that that dua is a manifestation of a misunderstanding of an ayah in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتْ وَعِنْدُهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He basically wipes away whatever He wishes and establishes, and with Him is the أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ. And أُمْ here doesn't mean mother. ذُرُّمَّ, He says, عَلَى رَأْسِهِ أُمُّ لَنَا نَقْتَدِي بِهَا جِمَاعُ أُمُورٍ لَا نَعْصِي لَهَا أَمْرًا. The word أُمْ literally means to gather. That's why the flag of the regiment, of the katiba, it is called a umm. So wherever the flag goes, the soldiers follow. Ala ra'sihi ummul lana. Above his head is an umm, says the rumma. Jima'u umurin. In other words, keeping us together. La na'si laha amra. We won't go. We won't disobey that flag. Wherever the flag goes, we go. And in actual fact, another word where the word is used for is the membrane, the skin that covers the brain, that holds the brain together. That is also called an And a is also مُقَدِّمٌ لِأَمْرٍ أَوْ جَامِعٌ لِأَمْرٍ. An umm is also an introduction to something. That's why the Quran is called Ummul Kitab. And again, it is the gatherer of everything, because the entire meaning of the Quran can be found in Surah Al-Fatiha. So Ummul Kitab, not the Fatiha, but in this verse that I've just quoted from the Quran, يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتْ وَعِنْدُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ. This is Al-Qadr Al-Mubram. Al-Qadr Al-Mubram, which is the fixed decree of Allah. In other words, the perfect knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of everything that is to take place in creation. لَا يَتَغَيِّرْ وَلَا يَتَبَدَّلْ. And that never ever changes. So you can't make a dua and say, oh Allah, if it is written in the Ummul Kitab that I am a bad and wretched person, then wipe that away and establish for me to be a good, pious and righteous person. There's no such thing. We've often spoken about the four stages of Qadr. The first one is ilmuhu al-azali, the pre-eternal knowledge of Allah. Then Allah creates the pen and the Ummul Kitab is written with the knowledge of everything that is to take place in the creation of Allah. Then number three, and that is Al-Qadr Al-Mubran, the fixed decree. Then we have Al-Qadr Al-Mu'allaq, the suspended decree, which is in what? In the Lawh Al-Mahfuz, which the angels are privy to. So the angels are told, if so-and-so does A, give them B. If they do C, give them D, and so on and so forth. And then the fourth stage of Qadr is, of course, Al-Qadha. إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُودْ. Allah decides the matter, wants to bring it into being. The Qadr, He wants to bring it into being. What is in the Ummul Kitab, which doesn't change, can never change. When Allah wants to bring it into being, He just brings the two letters. مِنْ فَوْقِ السَّبَعَ التِّبَاقِ, from above the seventh heaven, the Kaf and the Nun, He says, كُنْ فَيَكُونْ, be and it is. So that is why, what did we say, what it is not? It is not the night of decree, and it's not the night in which we can ask Allah to change the Ummul Kitab, that book of Qadr, which never changes. But then why do we recite Surah Yasin? Where does that come from? Did the Prophet ﷺ recite Surah Yasin? No, he didn't, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But is there anything wrong with coming to the masjid and reciting the Quran together? Certainly not. In actual fact, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما اجتمع قوم في بيت من بيوت الله يتلون كتاب الله ويتدارسونه بينهم إلا نزلت عليهم السكينة وغشيتهم الرحمة وحفتهم الملائكة وذكرهم الله في من عنده. Never ever do a people gather in a house of the houses of Allah reciting the Holy Quran and studying it amongst themselves except that tranquility descends upon them. The mercy of Allah envelops them. The angels of Allah surround them. And Allah makes mention of them to those in His presence. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. But then why Surah Yasin? Well, because at the end of the day, you know, it's all very well having what we call a urf, a tradition. Adat wa taqaleed. You know these things that we call traditions that is part of our Islamic culture. But it has to be based on something. On what? It has to be based on Qala Allah and Qala Rasul. It has to be based on what Allah says and what our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says. Otherwise, man ahtatha fi amrina ma laysa minhu fahuwa radd. Aw man amila amalan laysa alayhi amruna fahuwa radd. The hadith of Aisha radiallahu tabarak wa ta'ala رضي الله تبارك وتعالى عنها وأرضاها الصديقة بنت الصديق. She narrated that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever does something in our matter, in Islam, ما ليس منه, which is not of it, meaning not based on the Quran and the Sunnah, then it is rejected. And the other riwayah, من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. Whoever does an action which is not authorized by the Quran and the Sunnah, فَهُوَ رَدْ. Then it is rejected. So, again, why Surah Yasin? Well, if we were to choose something to recite, gathering in the masjid on this night, I would say perhaps because of what the night is. We've already said what the night is not. Not so? It's not the night of decree, and it's not the night when you can ask Allah to change Ummul Kitab. Ummul Kitab doesn't change. But it is the night of forgiveness. That's what it is. The hadith that has been narrated by Ibn Hibban in his authentic compilation of a hadith, and by At-Tabarani and Ibn Majah and others, that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allaha yattali'u ila khalqihi laylat an-nisfi min Sha'ban fayaghfiru li jami'i khalqihi illa li mushrikin aw mushahin." This is what Laylatul Nisfi min Sha'ban is. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that indeed Allah looks at His creation on the 15th night of Sha'ban. Direct translation would be half of Sha'ban, which is the 15th night. Laylatul Nisf, Nisf, half. Allah looks at His creation on the 15th night of Sha'ban, and He forgives His entire creation, illa li mushrikin aw mushahin, except for the one associating partners in the worship of Allah, and the mushahin, the person that has enmity in their hearts for another Muslim. It could also be because when it comes to maintaining good relations, we have silatul rahim that we have to look after, the tie of the womb, our near and dear relatives, which the ulama, they restrict to, this is the majority opinion, who are your close relatives? The wil qurba is your mother and your father, your grandparents, your parents, your grandparents and up. Or your children, your grandchildren and down. Or your siblings, brothers and sisters, uncles and aunties, maternal and paternal, and your nieces and nephews. Those are your dhawil qurba, not cousins. Cousins actually fall out of that circle. Doesn't mean you mustn't keep ties with your cousins, but those that fall within that circle have more of a right than those that fall outside of that circle. And if we find ourselves, because of something that was said or something that was done, and now siblings are not speaking, children are not speaking to their parents, parents are not speaking to their children, uncles are not speaking to their nephews, nieces are not speaking to their aunties, etc., etc. And this has gone on not for one day or 2 days. What is the limit? 3 nights. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يحل لمسلم أن يهجر أخاه فوق 3 ليال يلتقيان فيعرض هذا ويعرض هذا وخيرهما من يبدأ بالسلام. The Prophet said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, it's not permissible for one Muslim to be angry with another for more than 3 nights. So we can apply that to our relatives, even if they're non-Muslim. And as long as they are not showing enmity towards our deen or driving us out of our homes, that will be something else. And then that will be specific, and then more general, our relationship with our fellow Muslims, with the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not more than 3 nights, the Prophet said. Yaltaqiyan, they meet. Elite, highlight, wherever, you know, I don't know where they shop. And this one, a cake for Makkah, he goes down this aisle, that one goes down that aisle, running away from each other. No. You already do hada. This one ignores that one ignores this one. Wa khayruhuma, and the better of the two, man yabda'u bisalam, is the one who actually goes and greets first. The one that goes and greets first. It is said that when two Muslims come together to reconcile, 100 mercies descend from Allah. 90 for the one that extends out their hand, and 10 for the one that receives the hand. Now, Jamaat al-Muslimin, tonight is the 15th of Sha'ban. And Allah is going to forgive everybody on this night, except for the mushrik. Alhamdulillah, kulluna muwahidun. Qul la ilaha illallah. Say la ilaha illallah. We are muwahidun. We are people of tawheed. We're not people of shirk. La ilaha illallah wahdahu sadaqa wa'dahu wa nasara 'abduhu wa 'azza junduhu wa hazama al-ahzaba wahdahu. We are muwahidun. We're not mushrikun. So alhamdulillah, we're over that hurdle. But if there be the second mani', that which could literally prevent us from receiving Allah's forgiveness on this night, then we better sort it out before Al-Fajr al-Sadiq. Because we have the whole night until the rising of true dawn. And now, alhamdulillah, you have the luxury, send a message. If you can't, go to the person and knock on the door and make peace. You can send a message or make a phone call. They're not picking up, send a message. At least that we can remove that shahna. What did you say? Illa li mushrikin aw mushahin. All will be forgiven except for the one associating partners in the worship of Allah and the person who has enmity in their hearts. We have to remove that enmity in order that we should receive the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should forgive that we might be forgiven. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. It's a pretty straightforward deal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, and this is in Surah An-Nur, verse 22. وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّاعَةَ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in Surah An-Nur, do not let the people of virtue and affluence, means a little bit of fulus, bit of paisa, let not the people of virtue and affluence among you swear to suspend donations to their relatives, to the needy, and to those migrating in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا. Let them pardon and let them forgive. What's the difference? One pardons with a mouth, Allah maaf, but one forgives with a heart. You see, Ramadan is all about what? Renewing the shield of taqwa. Not so? We're going to renew the shield of taqwa. But what's the point of renewing the shield of the heart if the heart itself is not purified and cleansed? If the heart itself is not purified and cleansed. And that's what we are doing tonight. We are cleaning our hearts, more specifically for one another. And sorry, I was on the point and it slipped by me that the reason why we recited Surah Yasir, and maybe I even should have mentioned this beforehand, but inshallah ta'ala, we have all recited it, and if you want to recite it again, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, as many times as you like at home, then make this intention, because it is narrated that our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مَا رَوَاهُ أَبُو يَعْلَى مَنْ قَرَأَ يَاسِينَ فِي لَيْلَةٍ أَصْبَحَ مَغْفُورًا لَهُ. Whoever recites Surah Yasin will wake up in the morning forgiven. That is saghair, small sins automatically. And of course, major sins require a tawbah. Stop what we've been doing wrong, regret having done it, and make a sincere intention not to do it again. So, that's Surah Yasin. And the reason why I asked Mullah Farooq to recite it first, that will set the stage for tonight, that we are seeking Allah's forgiveness. And just by reciting Surah Yasin, we can wake up in the morning being forgiven. But we have to remove that hajib. We have to remove that which can veil us from that forgiveness. And that is the enmity that exists between us. If there be any enmity, we have to remove it. So we have to make a takhalli qabla at-tahalli. Abu Hamid al-Ghazali said, you must first empty your cup. That's what we're doing tonight. We're emptying the cup. And we're rinsing the cup. We're cleaning the cup. And we're getting ready to fill the cup and secure the cup in the month of taqwa and iman with our siyam and our qiyam in the month of Ramadan. That's what we are doing tonight. We're getting our hearts ready. We have the potential tonight to have our slates wiped clean, to empty our buckets of that dirty water, rinse it out so that we can fill it with that fresh water of Iman and Islam in the month of Ramadan. So this particular verse, I'm going back to the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا. So pardon and forgive. Pardon and forgive one another. Don't you want Allah to forgive you? أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. This particular verse was revealed concerning Sayyidina Abu Bakr ibn al-Siddiq radiyallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anhu wa arda. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, he had a cousin or a nephew. And he used to spend on this relative of his. He was like his benefactor. He was his benefactor. His name was Mistah ibn Uthatha. Mistah ibn Uthatha. And Mistah had entertained and partook in the slander of who? Of the daughter of Abu Bakr. As-Siddiqatu bint as-Siddiq. Our mother, Ummu al-Mu'mineen, Ummu al-Tib, Aisha, radiyallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anha wa ardaha. And when Sayyidina Abu Bakr heard that Mistah had entertained and partook in the slander of his daughter, he said, I will never give him a cent ever again. And so this verse was revealed concerning that. So when the bara'ah, when the innocence of Sayyidina Aisha was revealed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse as well. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu tabarak wa ta'ala anhu, when he heard this verse, he said, Wallahi nuhibbu an yaghfir Allahu lana. He said, by Allah, we love for Allah to forgive us. So what did he do? He forgave Mistah. He loved for Allah to forgive him, so he forgave Mistah. And he even, not only did he restore the sponsorship that he used to give to him, but he even gave him more. He even gave him more, which is the correct understanding of وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ اِدَفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ. عَدَاوَةٌ, which is شَحْنَا, the مُشَاحِنُ. كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the good deed can never equal the bad deed. The good reaction can never equal the bad reaction. Give back that which is better. Somebody says something bad to you, don't say something worse to them. How often has it led to not even bad words, but even violence? One of the six things that will guarantee us entry into Jannah. What did the Prophet say? Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, "Usduqu idha hadathum. Idmanu li sitta min anfusikum. Adman lakum al-jannah." Guarantee to me six things from yourselves, I guarantee that you will go to paradise. Usduqu idha hadathum. If you speak the truth. Wa awfu idha wa'adtum. If you make a promise, keep it. وَأَدُّوا إِذَا أَتُمِنْتُمْ If you take on a trust, fulfill it. وَغُدُّوا أَبَصَارَكُمْ Lower your gazes. وَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَكُمْ Protect your private parts. وَكُفُّوا أَيْدِيَكُمْ And restrain your hands. Don't resort to violence. But violence, how does it start? It starts with a bad word. Most often, it starts with a bad word. Nowadays, you see all sorts of things, road rage and, you know, first it's a swerve, then it's a look, then it's a fluk word, then it's a getting out of the car, and what happens next? وَكُفُّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ لَيْسَ الشَّدِيدُ بِسُرْعَ لَيْسَ الشَّدِيدُ بِسُرْعَ بِسَّاد سُرْعَ What did the Prophet say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, the strong man is not the good wrestler. The strong man of a strong person, male or female, is the one that can control themselves at the time of anger. How does Allah describe them? The muttaqeen in the Holy Quran, والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس. Those that control their anger and they forgive people. They forgive. They've forgiven the person before they even got angry. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ Give back that which is better. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ So that the one in between, you and them, the one in between, you and them, where there is enmity, it's like they become your bosom buddy. Allahu Akbar. But then Allah says, وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبْرُ But nobody will attain this except those who are patient and persevering. You know? الصبر من الصبرة or من الصبور which is the aloe plant, the bitterest of all plants. Sabr is bitter. And real sabr is عند الصدمة الأولى is when the thing happens. That's when we have to sabr. Not fluk and skill and ankhan and vulbaklay. And then afterwards, after losing, so Celestine Afrikaans, he verloor sy iman, and now he wants to gather himself and say, okay, you know. Not to say that it's too late, but look at all the damage that's been done in between. And so Allah says, nobody will attain this except for those who are truly patient and persevering, and nobody will attain this except those who truly are truly blessed by Allah. And then, what's the next verse? وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكُمْ لَشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ And if there comes an evil whispering from the whisperings of shaytan, hey, take off, look, he swore at you. Swore back at him. Or swear back at him. You know, you can take him on. You can beat him. And if there comes to you an evil whispering of the whisperings of shaytan, then seek refuge in Allah. Say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. What did the Prophet say? The meaning of the hadith? That anger is from shaytan. And shaytan is made of fire. So if you get angry, go take wudu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave us beautiful remedies how to control our anger. So that we don't end up with enmity. Okay, now we're speaking about making right where wrong has been done. Making peace, reconciling. We're speaking about islah. But let us, what are they saying? Prevention is better than cure. Let us learn about that inshallah, after tonight, after we've made peace with everyone, if there is any enmity between anyone, after making peace tonight, let us learn how not to become enemies again. Simply controlling our anger. If you get angry, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you're standing, sit. If you're sitting, recline. If you're reclining, sit up. If you're sitting, stand up. Change your position. Go take wudu. And guaranteed, the ulama, they say, if after taking wudu, you make two raka'as, raka'atain, sunnah salah, and nafila, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, there won't remain one iota of anger in your heart. For that person, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. But all the while, and perhaps the first thing that must come off our tongues is, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. We can't do it on our own. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help. We need His guidance. We need His protection. And we are nothing except what Allah has made us. We have nothing except what Allah has given us. We know nothing except what Allah has taught us. We can do nothing except that with which Allah has empowered us. And we can stay away from nothing except from that which Allah has protected us and prevented us. That's why we say, Alhamdulillah. All praise and thanks is due solely to Allah. We take credit for nothing. When the verse came down, خُذِ الْعَفُ, forgive. Forgive, blanket statement. وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, enjoin the good. وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ, and turn away from the ignorant ones. The Prophet wanted to know. Jibreel came to him and the Prophet wanted to know, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Jibreel, ma hadha al-afu? Oh Jibreel, what is this blanket statement, just forgive? So Jibreel said to him, Inna Allah amaraka an ta'fu amman zalamak wa an tu'ti man haramak wa an tasil man qata'ak. Aw kama qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Said Jibreel, he answered him and said, indeed Allah has commanded you to forgive those who have wronged you and to join ties with those who have broken ties with you and to give to those who don't give to you. Allahu Akbar. Hadha huwa al-Islam. This is the essence of Islam. I mean, how strong do you have to be able to do that? And it's not difficult. It's not difficult. We just have to seek refuge in Allah from the evil whisperings of the shaitan and constantly seek the guidance of Allah to stay on the straight path of Ar-Rahim Ar-Rahman. We're asking 17 times a day, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Let's mean it when we say it. What does it mean? Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, keep us on Islam. Keep us on Iman. Keep us with hearts that are shielded by our shields of taqwa of Allah consciousness. Always being in awe of Allah. Being wary and mindful of Allah. Placing that shield between us and every type of behavior that would bring upon us the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what Laylat al-Nisfi min Sha'ban is. It is a night to attain the forgiveness of Allah. If we want Allah to forgive us, we have to forgive one another. Yes, I must put this caveat that there are situations where people have gone through trauma. People have gone through trauma, whether it was in their childhood or as adults, they were traumatized, they were abused. Now, if the abuser seeks forgiveness, the ulama, they say, you must forgive. You must apply these ayat. You must apply these ahadith and you must forgive that person. But it doesn't mean you have to have a relationship with that person. If that person has been abused and traumatized, just like our beloved Prophet ﷺ was traumatized when he found his uncle mutilated on the battlefield of Uhud. So, when Wahshi came, Wahshi who had killed Sayyidina Hamza and who had mutilated him, when Wahshi came, radiallahu anhu, he was a Sahabi. He embraced Islam. Wal Islamu yujubu ma qabla, and Islam does away with that which came before it. So he's forgiven. And the Prophet forgave him. But he just asked him, please don't come in front of me because whenever I see you, I think of my mutilated uncle. So, it doesn't mean that the person mustn't forgive because they were traumatized, because they were abused. If the abuser has made tawbah, at-ta'ibu min adh-dhanb kaman la dhanba lah, the repenter of a sin is like one who has no sin, then that person should be forgiven. If Allah has forgiven them, how can we not forgive them? But it doesn't mean that the person that was abused, that was the victim, needs to be in the company of that person going forward. And just something about our relatives, making peace with relatives, you know. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. I'll never forget, and that sister is still alive, a sister whose mother didn't speak to her for more than 30 years. And she died in that condition. I knew the family. I still know the family. But in fact, one day, I took the granddaughter, she was already in her 20s, to go and meet the grandmother for the first time. The grandmother had never, ever seen the granddaughter. And I still remember speaking to the grandmother, and the grandmother burst out crying, and she said that, you know, the husband was very hard, because when the daughter, when she disobeyed the father, and it had something to do with getting married and eloping, the father refused to ever see his daughter again, and in fact, she was chased away from the door of the janazah. So the mother, who is the grandmother of the daughter of the sister that I'm now bringing to meet for the first time, the mother says, you know, the husband was, he was very hard. So then and there, she had made her intention that she wanted to reconcile. Beautiful. Allahu Akbar. Because she knew it was the right thing to do. But you know what happened? The other siblings prevented her and told her, Papa would never have wanted you to do this. Imagine, can you imagine something like that? Papa would never have wanted you to reconcile with your daughter that he ostracized, that he cut off from himself. So this I found out afterwards when I left the house, and then I got a couple of phone calls from the family. They were upset that I had now brought the granddaughter to meet her grandmother for the first time. And then I spoke to the sister, and I'm trying to explain to the sister, you know, look, this is a very serious issue. لا يدخل جنة القاطع. The one who breaks the tie of the womb will not enter Jannah. Allah punishes the one who breaks the tie of the womb. You know what she said to me? If Allah must punish us, He must punish us. I thought, Ma'ath Allah. Do you know the punishment of Allah? It suffices for me to give you the al-hadith al-Qudsi. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala Allah ta'ala, ana ar-Rahman wa hadhihi ar-Rahim. Ishtaqtu laha isman min ismi. Faman wasalaha wasaltuhu. Waman qata'aha batattuhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am the most merciful. And this is the womb, Ar-Rahim. I've derived a name for the womb from my name. And what's the masdar, the noun of origin? Ar-Rahma. If we can't be merciful with our own children or our own parents or our own siblings, who are we going to be merciful with? He says, I've derived a name for the womb from my name. So whoever joins the tie of the womb, then I join my tie with that person. And whoever cuts the tie of the womb, I cut my tie with that person. So, no more feuds, no more enmity, whether it be with our relatives, whether it be with our fellow brothers and sisters in Islam. Before Al-Fajr al-Sadiq, tomorrow morning, all peace needs to be made tonight. In order that all prohibitors, all obstacles might be removed, and we might all attain the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this night. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is where the rest of the community comes in, because maybe most of us, we don't have a problem with anybody. We've got no enmity between us. We are at peace with everybody. Happy-go-lucky. Ilfun ma'loof. When we see one another, we greet one another. La la tadkhulul jannata hatta tu'minu wa la tu'minu hatta tahabu aw la adullukum ala shay'in idha fa'altum tahabbtum afshu as-salam baynakum. Wallahi, we underestimate the value of just greeting one another. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will not enter paradise until you truly believe. And you will not truly believe until you truly love one another. Do I not guide you to something that if you do it, you will truly love each other? Greet one another. Greet one another. لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طليق أو طليق. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, never belittle any good that you can do. Even if it means meeting your brother with a nice face. Brother to brother, sister to sister. Guys, don't get any funny ideas, Kanala. Even if it means meeting your brother to brother, sister to sister, with a nice face. You know when two Muslims come together? Listen to this. Listen to this. Allahu Akbar. إِذَا لَقِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُ الْمُؤْمِنَ فَأَخَذَ بِيَدِي وَصَافَحَهُ تَنَاثَرَتْ مِنْهُ الْخَطَايَا كَمَا يَتَنَاثَرُ وَرُقُ الشَّجَرِ. When two believers come together, and the one believer takes the hand of the other believer and he shakes it, the sins fall off both of them like the leaves fall off the trees in the autumn time. I'm adding that autumn time because that's when the leaves fall off the trees. Imagine that. So, alhamdulillah, most of us are doing that. We're greeting one another. We're not running away from one another. We're smiling at each other. We're giving sadaqah. Al-ibtisami fi wajhi akhika sadaqah. Even a smile in the face of your brother is charity. Our sins are being forgiven. We're greeting one another. The love, the true love for the sake of Allah is being established. But we that don't have a problem with each other, we have a responsibility to reconcile those that do have a problem with each other. Did you know that? It's wajib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ قَتَتَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا فَإِن بَغَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُخْرَى فَقَاتِلُوا الَّتِي تَبَغِي حَتَّى تَفِيئَ إِلَىٰ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ فَإِنْ فَاءَتْ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا بِالْعَدْلِ وَأَقْسِطُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. If there be two groups, and that could be two individuals or two parties or one party and individual, doesn't matter. If there be two groups fighting amongst you, from amongst the believers, Allah says, then reconcile between them. It is compulsory. Hey, did you hear so-and-so is not talking to so-and-so? Come, let's go and arbitrate. Let's go and reconcile. Let's bring them together. Let's make peace for them. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and if the one group, فَإِن بَغَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُخْرَى, if the one group refuses to come to the table, then all of you literally like force them. فَقَاتِلُوا. In fact, the word used is fight them. Fight them, but obviously it must be understood in the context. Literally bring them to the table and make them reconcile. Make them make peace. فَإِن فَاءَتْ. And if they do come to the table to make peace, then reconcile between them and be fair. Don't take sides. Indeed, Allah loves those who are fair. And then Allah makes that emphatic statement, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةَ. The believers are nothing. Naught, zift, zilch, sifr. They are nothing except one brotherhood, one sisterhood. So reconcile between your brothers and sisters and fear Allah in that, in order that you should receive the mercy of Allah. We want Allah's mercy. We need to show mercy to one another. Ar-Rahimuna yarhamuhum ar-Rahman. Those who show mercy, the most merciful will show mercy to them. Irhamu man fil ard, yarhamukum man fil sama. Be merciful with those on earth. The one in the heavens will be merciful with you. I end with this hadith. This shows you what the 15th of Sha'ban is and how important it is. What the 15th of Sha'ban is, the night of the 15th of Sha'ban is, and how important it is. Listen to this hadith. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا أخبركم بأفضل من درجة الصيام والصلاة والصدقة. Do I not tell you, he said to the companions, may Allah be pleased with them, do I not tell you of something that is better in its reward and degrees by Allah than praying, fasting, and giving charity? What can be better than that? Praying, fasting, and giving charity? The Sahaba said, Bala ya Rasulullah, indeed, inform us, O Messenger of Allah. So the Prophet said to them, Islahu dhatil bayn. Reconciling either between relatives and more generally between Muslims. Islahu dhatil bayn. Reconciling between two parties. فَإِنَّ فَسَادَ ذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ هِيَ الْحَالِقَةِ Why? Because to cause dissension and disunity and corruption and enmity between two parties, it is the shaving. The shaving. But then he said, لَا أَقُولُ تَحْلِقُ الشَّعَرِ I'm not saying when you shave your hair. وَلَكِنْ تَحْلِقُ الدِّينِ But I'm saying when you destroy the religion. Enmity is the thing that destroys our deen. And enmity is the thing that has brought us to where we are as an ummah. That we can't even enter one bottle of water, or one blanket, or one tent, or one caravan into qita al-izza, into the strip of dignity, qita al-ghazza. Because we have become like ghutha al-sayl. We've become like the foam on the flood water, fighting each other, plotting against one another, defrauding one another, backbiting each other, envying one another. And only when we truly come back and we reconcile with one another and we become one ummah, truly one ummah, one brotherhood, one sisterhood, are we all going to collectively receive the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah is going to grant us victory over our enemies. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let this be a night of peacemaking, if there be any enmity. Let it be a night of seeking forgiveness and forgiveness being given, in order that we should all be forgiven on this night of the 15th of Sha'ban. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us in this month, what remains of it. Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban. And may Allah, ya Rab, balighna Ramadan. May Allah cause us to attain the month of Ramadan. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Azin.